In their latest annual budget, the Liberal government recently announced funding for an expansive Canadian dental care plan, which will provide dental care access to millions of uninsured Canadians under 18, persons with disabilities, and seniors with an annual family income of less than $90,000. The government has allocated $13 billion over 5 years for this initiative, starting in the fiscal year 2023-24. Dr. Janet Lynn Tompkins, president of the Canadian Dental Association, believes the plan will be a game-changer for many Canadians. The increase in funding over what was originally planned last year, which is more than double, is an indication to us that they have been listening, she said. According to the federal government's projections, up to 9 million Canadians could be eligible for coverage under the Canadian Dental Care Plan. Tompkins acknowledges that not all of these Canadians will seek dental care immediately, but she does anticipate a significant wave of new dental office visitors. There is going to be a large influx of patients, but not all 9 million are going to show up on the doorstep at the same time, she explained. As the plan rolls out, many patients who have not visited a dentist in years, or have only sought emergency care, are expected to seek treatment. Tompkins, who teaches oral diagnosis at the University of Toronto Faculty of Dentistry, outlined the process of addressing the needs of these patients. The most important thing is to first have these patients examined by a dentist, to have X-rays taken, and to have a proper diagnosis of what is going on in the mouth, Tompkins said. Next, we can start looking at a treatment plan, but it's important to get people out of pain first. Once patients' immediate pain and infections are addressed, dental professionals can then develop long-term plans that may include fillings, root canals, rebuilding teeth, and potential tooth replacements. In light of the anticipated demand for dental services, the Canadian Dental Association is examining the capacity of the country's 16,000 dental offices to accommodate the likely surge in patient numbers. While Tompkins believes there is a sufficient number of dentists overall, she points to a distribution issue, particularly in northern and remote communities. To address this, the association has discussed a loan forgiveness program with the government to incentivize new graduates to practice in areas with significant need. With nearly 20 active dental offices, St. Albert is not a community that suffers from an acute shortage in clinic capacity. But the physical clinics themselves are just one piece of the puzzle. Clinics need dentists, and dentists need teams of trained professionals to assist them in delivering care. Unfortunately, these critical supports have been in short supply in recent years, from coast to coast to coast. Tompkins suggests that the most pressing concern is the shortage of dental support staff, particularly dental assistants, a problem exacerbated by COVID-19. She hopes that the Oral Health Access Fund, included in the budget, will help support dental assistant programs and attract young people to the profession. We also think it is a career that could attract new Canadians as it's a relatively short path to a very good job, she added. Despite these challenges, Tompkins is confident that the Canadian Dental Care Plan will prove beneficial in addressing the long-neglected oral health needs of millions of Canadians. As the plan is implemented and more patients seek treatment, dental clinics across the country will be at the forefront of improving the oral health and well-being of those who previously lacked access to dental care.